Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, your host, and welcome back for another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast, where we are encouraging people to debunk the excuses and catapult themselves forward with all of the personal and professional goals that they may have for themselves, whether it be that you're in the fragile beginning stages of a new endeavor or that you're just looking to remain consistent and sustain the results that you wanted to achieve for yourself. So again, thank you so much for joining. If you were able to tune in to last week's episode, you would know that I'm currently here on today being the 28th of June in 2019. I'm currently in the Dominican Republic. And I talked a little bit about last episode, how I have been working on my Spanish and truly really trying to become bilingual in Spanish. So, as you may know, in the media, there's been a lot going on right now with tourists or a lot of media coverage surrounding deaths and tragedies that have happened in the Dominican Republic. And I talked last week about just kind of how to push forward through fear. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about my trip and some things that I believe could help others in regards to goals. You know, we start doing things that we've planned for ourselves or always wanted to do for quite some time. So I studied abroad a few years back in Guatemala. And this time when I studied abroad, I wanted to study in a place more tropical. I wanted to be on an island. I also wanted to volunteer while I was abroad. So instead of just learning Spanish during the day with teachers, I wanted to learn, but I also wanted some experience that would allow me to apply the knowledge with others. And because I work a lot with children as a school psychologist, that was an experience that I really wanted to gain or have in my subsequent trip. So long story short, my trip here to the Dominican Republic has been pretty much nothing as it was expected to be. So pretty much everything that could go wrong, with the exception of my safety, has kind of gone wrong with the school that I was supposed to study at, the experiences that I was supposed to have while I was here that would allow me to practice the language. It's just been kind of a series of things kind of going bad. I really wanted to talk today about even kind of shifting and navigating when things don't go as planned, and essentially how to make limonada out of limons, or how to make lemonade out of lemons. And this can happen quite frequently in life, I think personally and professionally. We all have experienced it. So I just wanted to give some things I've kind of learned or saw that I utilized to help me still get the most out of this experience. So like I said, things did not go as planned and there was a lot of miscommunication or just not quite clear understanding with the school that I was studying at on my way down here. So as I told you, my trip had already been planned, had confirmation that things were good, they were going to be a certain way. And then kind of when I got here, there was just a misunderstanding or mix up with the dates of my trip. No fault of mine, kind of just an oversight from the school. So because of this, there were certain things that were not in place or not able to be put in place to allow me to have the experiences that I requested for my trip, such as volunteering with children or the style of classes that I would have for my language learning. So I was definitely very, very, very upset because I invested so much in this trip and nothing that I really requested was in place. So I wanted to get some pointers of things that I feel I've kind of done or tried to do to help me. So a big one is just not losing your cool and just kind of staying calm and just taking a couple of deep breaths and just kind of embracing the situation where you're at. So staying calm is really important, especially as I was telling other people what was going on, whether it was people here in the city or people back home. other people kind of were getting irate with kind of the treatment that I was having here, which was fine. But I couldn't allow too much of that to kind of push on me and make me upset because one, it wasn't going to do anything. So I had to accept what I had in place, which was not much. So I had to kind of pivot very quickly. So a big one from that is choosing not to focus or dwell too much. So I chose not to focus or dwell too much on what was wrong. Then I started to look for what other opportunities could I use as an alternative at my time here in the Dominican Republic that would prevent me from just making everything be a waste. So I started to research other language immersion opportunities for myself in the city that I'm in that would allow me to practice and learn more Spanish, although they were not my ideal. So I kind of had to quickly start to look for alternatives. Another one was I had to start asking for help. So even though my language level is not very high, I had to start reaching out to locals and people who were here in the Dominican Republic who could give me ideas on suggestions of what else I could do to help myself while I was here in the country. So that's another big one, being able to ask for help. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's a big one that sometimes we often don't utilize when we kind of get in situations like, oh, I may need to ask for help or I may need to ask somebody. So I had a lot of different options that were presented to me. And I was able to find another one that has met my needs while I've still been here. And that's a big one. So you have to see the situation for what it is, really not dwell on what's going wrong too much, and look for what other opportunities you can within it. So I could have saw it as just defeat and really just been upset about it. But I chose to say, okay, I need to pivot. I'm going to have to like make some changes in this so that I can gain something from it. Being okay with saying no. So there were some things that were offered to me in replacement for this experience. But when I really looked at what was going to be offered for me and what I wanted to grasp from the experience, they weren't necessarily what I wanted to do. So, for example, I am staying right now in Cabarete, Dominican Republic, which is close to Puerto Plata. And a lot of people here in the city that I'm in do like surfing and kiteboarding. And so people are like, well, you could go surfing during the day instead, since you don't have the volunteer opportunity that you wanted with the kids. And I could have, but honestly, I just truly don't want to learn how to surf. Like, that's just not something I really want to do. It doesn't really interest me. I could have done it to pass time, but I wouldn't have gained a lot from the experience because it wouldn't have been meaningful for me, even though it was here. So I was able to find another tutor that had more cultural immersion activities for me to do in lieu of volunteering. And that was a better fit for me because I would like to see how the people live or learn about the culture or have the opportunity to practice out amongst the people of where I'm visiting or studying abroad. I don't necessarily care to learn to surf every day for 2 weeks. So even though some things were offered or available to me, I didn't necessarily just jump on things just to say I was doing something. So that I think that's important too. So even when other alternatives come, really take the time to think before you act and still see, are you jumping into an alternative that is a good fit for you? And so because of that, there were a couple of days where I didn't do much because I really needed to look over some options and make a very strategic choice that was good for me. But also in that, you still have to act and move forward. So I didn't wait too long. I kind of put a timeline on myself like, okay, this can take no more than, you know, 2.5 days. You need to find what is the next best fit for you. So I had some classes I was taking in the interim. And then when I really found what was good for me, that's when I switched to the tutor I said that could help me with my Spanish and kind of give me more cultural immersion. So definitely taking the time to stop and think and weigh your options, but also, like we said, putting some stuff in place for yourself. And I'm always talking about planning and scheduling, but kind of putting some parameters in place for yourself to say, okay, by this time I need to decide what I'm going to do so I can still push forward. Now, had I just waited or wasted time or just sulked and cried for days and days on end, one, I would have been having a miserable time, one, but two, it wouldn't have been pushing me any further towards my goal of becoming bilingual because I would have been just wasting time and not taking advantage of the actual experience that still is around me. So I believe that this is important information when it comes to striving and reaching for new goals and trying new things, because more times than not, things don't go as we plan or as we would have hoped for. And we have to learn to be resilient, emotionally resilient, and flexible in our thinking and movement. I believe in order to navigate those bumps and pivots that life might kind of throw to us and allow them to not stop us and take us out. So I look at it as a challenge that was just presented to me. But as I'm nearing towards the end of my trip now, I feel like I didn't let it get the best of me. I still achieved a lot here. And although it didn't look like what I wanted it to look like, I'm still very happy with what I was able to grasp with what was available to me. So always, always understand that things are going to happen. But like, I think the most important parts of what I was saying today just are remain calm and diligent. Take some time to just think of your alternatives, act on your alternatives. And as always, always look for what you could be grateful for in every situation. Like I said, a couple of years back, I wouldn't have been able to even achieve anything like this. I wouldn't have been able to do anything like this. So I'm still grateful and abundantly grateful for the opportunity, but I'm still definitely learning how to deal with the unexpected. And hopefully you'll find these tips from this podcast very, very helpful in helping you shift through the unexpected that life may bring you. As always, thank you again for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.